So the topic for today is the question of the Torah with Bar Mitzvah. You know, the Mishnah in Sukkah on that Mem Aleph teaches us that the person would take a lulav on Shabbos and walk outside with it. So Rav Yossi says, you're pasur. He did an Isser of Hotsa, or a Hizer of Havara, Dal Ramus, Vichule. But nonetheless, your pater, why? Says the Mishnah, Mifnei Shotzio Bershus. This individual was mostly the Lulav Bershus. So Yesh Lachor, why is the Torah Bar Mitzvah pater? Torah Bar Mitzvah, why is he pater from the Yossi from Korban? Chorat HaShogei. Well, what do you think, eh?
And
by
Shogeg,
fine
that case.
What do you mean? Because there's
the
custom?
Yeah.
I thought that's my second Shabbos. Oh, so you're pointing to the Shabbos, the Chokhmah there's also between the Tanayim, Yeshua, Allah, if I remember correctly. So you think it's a question of based on the Dumi of the, you know, the Badazara, you know, you just found a mice that wasn't a mitzvah, so your potter. Based on the clear the custom. Very special clear the custom. If it's clear the custom, what are you essentially saying? Is it a call in halakha or is it a specific din right here? The specific halakha, special p'tur, right? I like to call it a pass. Meaning, there's something called the Good Samaritan law, if you're familiar, you know, in America. So you're trying to do a you come to an accident, you see somebody who's in a difficult medical situation, you try to help them. Maybe you're going to kill them. You see a guy, a knife in somebody's back. So the intuitive thing is to pull the knife out. Really, that's the wrong thing to do because when the blood comes up, you know, whatever damage happens already happened. So you're a good Samaritan, you try to do the right thing, you end up killing the guy. So you're potter. Okay, it's a big discussion. Should that be so? Shouldn't it be so? But maybe here, you try to do a mitzvah. So, if you're trying to do a mitzvah, you're trying to take a lulav, and you end up doing a Isser of Chol Shabbos, there's a good Samaritan law that, you know, passes you from a chiyuv korban. Specific halacha, the bare simple. What other svara might there be for this din? Oh! So, Mozi's saying, listen, what's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is shogeg. Is this really shogeg? Maybe it's more similar to what? Maybe it's like honest. It's honest. After all, you were very, focused on doing the mitzvah, and you were so, because of your excitement, you inadvertently did a veira of Chol Shabbos. So technically, it's a shogeg, but maybe all we did was consider to be honest, or maybe honest mamish, because of your involvement in the mitzvah. What other, according to that, there would be a more, general, Pali. This is a prati halacha, specific thing in Hilchos Korbanos. Onus is a general concept. There's another category as a general concept that we could incorporate it in. What do you think, Tanya? Tur Korban? Onus is very specific, if you have the thought that it was Mutter. But I think maybe even Sasek. Maybe it's nothing. If you're, again, depending on the reality, if you're really so focused on the mitzvah, you might not even realize that you're carrying it outside. Just like, in the middle of the night, you wake up and you go in the bathroom and turn the light on. So you're not even inviting a shogeg. It's not honest. It's a mitzvah. So if we assume that a person is, the brisker, it's just a good assumption. Maybe not, but the person is like solely focused on the mitzvah, so he doesn't even realize that he's taking it out to the street. He's just thinking, can I get to the rabbi, teach me how to do the nuim, etc. So that's a bit of a chiddush. There are questions who say it. Let's just see now, right on the board, see some of the sources inside here. So look at the second makor on the sheet, Rashi there in Sukkah, in the Malachim Vase, you're doing Bershus. It says Rashi, Bershus Mitzvah. Shahaya Tarud Mitzvah, he's Tarud. He's tarred in the mitzvah. Umechashiv asuk umayr lasosa tochach ka'ta. So he made a mistake. So it wasn't a regular shogeg. A regular shogeg, you should have checked. Here, since you're tarred, it's more legitimate that you made a mistake. V'shachag Shabbos v'savar Rav Yossi Tavid Bar Mitzvah v'shachag v'dvar kares pazam v'korban. Some Akronim learn that Rashi is saying it's like ki'onet. That's how some Akronim understand Rashi. The Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Ayin Gimel Aleph, so fourth source in the sheet, didn't understand that way. Tosfos there is talking about a situation where a person shechted a korban Pesach on Shabbos, and then he found there was a trait in that korban. It wasn't a good korban. So your partner is because of Tavid Bar Mitzvah. Says Tosfos, "Lechol neimer d'hachal pata mishum d'chash be'ka'onis." Don't say the coin is onus if you didn't know the animal had a treifa. Now korach lavitam ones or onus pata le elam mishum d'tavid bar mitzvah. So Tosfos clearly thinks tavid bar mitzvah is a different world than ones, and Tosfos is therefore contrasting the two. From Rashi, somewhat one of the daik that Rashi holds that it's a p'tur of ones. Tosfos doesn't say what the p'tur is, but according to Tosfos, learns it says. Specific, there's a cause of the p'tur in Hilchos Korbanos. If you look at the Orlech Lener, the source, the fifth source on the sheet, Orlech Lener in Sukkah Membeis writes, the Karshali Hariatam, the Tavid Har Mitzvah, Potter, who cave in the Tari Mitzvah, Nechshav Kechote, Belo Kavana, Vahavi, Kimith Asek, U Potter. The big Chiddush, again, I wouldn't have said this Misvara, but apparently the Or else on there thinks a person is so focused knowing the mitzvah, he doesn't even realize that he's carrying it out into the street. He's kimizasi. Yeah.
That's
an idea.
I don't think that. I
have to
think that's what you're referring to. But like, he knows he's going to public domain. It's not like...
That's the question. You know, when a person gets up in the middle of the night and turns on the light, they don't even realize to turn on the light. They're just like, you know, half asleep. So maybe the person is so focused on knowing the mitzvah, he doesn't realize he's going to the street. I agree that it's not the focus. But that's what the there suggests, and it's very clear in his words. If you look at the Rambam in source number 6, the Rambam has his halacha in Hilchos Shkogos, he writes, "Kol osa mitzvah min mitzvah so b'chal asiyasa na'asei saveira shechayim ala kares v'shkogah harayza patra mechatas mifnesha osa b'rshus." And then he gives examples. So there's a machlokas acharim handers on the Rambam. The Rav, in source number 7, thought the Rambam is telling us like there's a kosher, like a special task. Just one second. May Rambam mashmash yesh kan p'tur miyuchad shel mitzvah shelo karashi v'lo medin onet. The Rav assumes Rashi is medin onet, and he says, no, the Rambam holds it's p'tur miyuchad. The Rambam doesn't say onet, it's p'tur miyuchad. Rav Yosef Engel, in his Shuvah's Ben Purat, quotes the same Rambam, and he says it's medin onet. If you look at source number 8, Gamba Rambam, Hilchos Shkogos, Gamkein, says, Mishrazu Bershus, Lohevi Alimun Me'akov, he doesn't say it's Xerza Kosov, Muchach Gamkein, Kanal, Duspar of Alma, Mishrazu Bershus, Mitzvah, Vachashi Ones. So, a little hard to know what the Rambam means. The Rambam doesn't say Ones. He also, you know, doesn't say it's a specific tour learned from Avodah Zarah. So, the Rambam assumed the Rambam said, it didn't say Ones, therefore it's not within Ones, it's a specific tour. Rav Yosef Engel assumes that the Rambam assumes din ones. I thought that maybe you can learn the Rambam like the Orlech Lener. Why? What's the Rambam write at the beginning of the? Well, in the previous halacha you don't have in front of you, but the previous halacha in the Rambam is din mizak. That's interesting. Not necessarily muchach. The next halacha is connected, but it is interesting. The previous halacha is mizak. In the lashon of the Rambam, what do you think is interesting about the lashon? Kol osa mitzvah min a mitzvah zubachal asiyasa naaseh sabera. Well, what lashon is odd in that sentence? Nasis. What do you mean? Nasis avera. V'v'chal asiyasa also avera. Nasis avera. Avera happened. How did it happen? I'm so focused on the lulav, I don't even notice I'm walking outside with it. You could learn the Rambam like that. Again, given the previous halacha, it's a little bit more, it strengthens that approach. But it's certainly a mechudosh idea that Rosh Hashanah suggests. Say the Rambam holds like that. You know, it's also, we'll get later into the question of Chalav Marayas, you know, Mitzasek is Chayv Chalav Marayas, so this is the Mitzasek, Chori Vipater, and yet the Halacha is, meaning, if this is Mitzasek, you shouldn't have a Ptur, Chalav Marayas, which we do, which we'll get to a little later. You got a question?
Yeah, the Halacha maybe is kind of like,
he's saying it's not Mishmasasik. We'll see later because he deals with this question of Mishmasasik Chalav Marayas. You want to know, the longer the Zachim of Kohen Arayis is Chayim. So if that's the case, you should also be Chayim a Korban.
Right. I think you could still say that.
He says it's Mamish Mitzatik. That's what he
says. No, Mitzatik means he Mamishes. And this would just be an example, right? He's so preoccupied, he doesn't even realize he's going outside. So it could be he was schlepping, whatever. He was preoccupied with Dvar Shuk. But it could be that's a miss. I mean, it's not just Kichol.
It's different than Onus, meaning we have three Mahalachim here. We have a specific there, the Kosov. It could be the Rambam Shita, that's the Rav learns the Rambam. It could be it's Rashi Shita. We have a second Mahalach that's like Ones. We have Ki Ones, that could be Rashi Shita, that's how the Rav learns Rashi. Tots rejects the side of Ones. He might learn to say the Kosov. Tosfos, maybe the Rambam, that's the Rav learned the Rambam. Although, Rav Engel learned the Rambam like this. And then we have Zazek, which is the Orach Laner. And I think maybe you could read the Rambam that way, even though I think the idea is pretty mechudish. I wouldn't necessarily want to put the Rambam in that camp if I didn't have to, but I think it sounds Nase in the previous halacha, so you could go to Zazek. Maybe this is a new Zazek.
The
question of the kafa de mayon is always a question. What does kim mean? Kim means similar, or how similar is kim? Okay. So let's explore a couple of nafkaminas to this question. The first is the question of whether or not these halachas, this tour, applies to all mitzvot, only to specific mitzvot that are Zman HaBohol, or Rami Aleh. So Tosfos on the Daf, and based on Aleph, quotes the Kirsa, verse number 10, "Is Svarim, the Garsi Ma'u, the Tema, Hani Mili Mitzvah, the Rami Aleh. The mitzvah, the Lor Rami Aleh, Emalo." The Gemara brought two examples of Toledo Mitzvah. One is a Lulav case, and the other is the case of a person who saw some korbanos and ate the wrong korban. He ate the olos of instead of the chatas of. So, according to the Girsa of Tosfos, that Tosfos brings, there was a need to teach me both these halachas, because I would have thought that maybe it only would apply to Lulav. Lulav is a mitzvah, the Rami Ali. You have to shake a Lulav. Eating the korbanos, somebody else will eat them. You don't have to eat them. And therefore, I may have thought it wouldn't apply. Kamash Malan does apply. So this idea of Ram Yale, I think, fits well with what? Nafkaminas. Question Eidem Isma. Is it a question of Ram Yale? Is it a question of Zman HaBahu? What do you say, if the p'tur of the Pirates of the Cosmos should make a difference if it's Rami Ale, you have a pass. You did a mitzvah, you're a p'tur. What's the difference if it's Rami Ale or not Rami Ale? Likewise, if the question of Pesate, Makora, you're Pesate. Potentially. Again, you might not say that you really become to that level of Pesate if it's not Rami Ale. But certainly if it's a question of Ones, it's probably both ways, but certainly Ones, Makora, it's not Ones, it's not Rami Ale. So the Gemara points to Tosfos and Reed had Deya that we're not going to say the Ptur applies if it's not Rami Ali. Likewise, the Gemara in Yevamos of Amud Aleph and Aleph, verse number 9, quotes a Deya that if it's not Zman HaBahul, so then you don't have a Ptur. So if you have to be Mal a child, so you have a time pressure. So you took the wrong child, the kid who was supposed to be Nimol on Sunday, not on Shabbos or Friday, in different days. So you messed up because of the time pressure. Because you had another kid who had to be on Shabbos, and you were concerned Shabbos was going to come and go, and you wouldn't do your milah. Whereas if you marry a woman who's usher to you, so it's true, you were talking about a mitzvah, but you should have been more careful. You didn't have a pressure, the same type of pressure. So maybe the Gemara there says that there's no tour of Shabbos and mitzvah, it's not Gemara Bo. And yet, the Gemara in Pesachim says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that if a person would be boiled their Yavama, which was a Nida, So then the Torah of Talmud Bar Mitzvah would apply. There's no time pressure. So what emerges is the Sifti Machokas and Amarayim, if there's a need for Zman of Baal to apply this Torah. So again, if the Torah is a Derech Kasuv, should Zman of Baal be significant? Absolutely not. Whereas if the Torah is one of Ones, then Zman of Baal may be very significant. The only one is Zman of Baal is to become Ones. I'm going to leave this Asek piece here on the side, because first of all, it's not clear who actually says it, except us and there. And secondly, it's a little bit tricky, what creates the Zazik. So we'll leave it on there. Yeah?
All these Rishon do with Gemara? It seems like to me it's here in Gemara or something. The Gemara and Shabbos, that's the whole discussion about the from Pukim. I hear the Jesus and the Yazama, but it's not about Pukim, but just seems like it's here.
It seems like there are different opinions. It's learned from Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah is a source for a Korban Chatas. When you did an Avera, you have to bring a Korban Chatas. There you can try to do a mitzvah, but if you try to do a mitzvah, you're fine. And maybe we'll limit that to a case where it's not novel. It's in Svara again. I'm not sure. This could happen. Another question. Do you have to actually fulfill the mitzvah in order to get this tour? Let's say you tried to do the mitzvah, but you messed up. So that's my focus on learning Shabbos, Kuplam and Zayin, and what else? Again, the question of the babies. You did a bris nimul on Shabbos. So if you did a bris of a boy who was supposed to be nimul on Friday, did it on Shabbos, he did the mitzvah. Shalom is mana, but it's still a mitzvah. But if you took the Sunday boy and did a milah a day earlier, so it could be, it's not a mitzvah. So does the tour apply even when he did the Sunday baby on Shabbos? So you didn't do the mitzvah. So that's my focus on the Gemara. So the Rav here in source number 11 is told that it's on the Chakira. The Lashon Rashi here, the Hubifari, she saw a Ptur who taught the mitzvah, we didn't own it. She teared also the mitzvah, Garmelo, Esavera, like Gabra Karbla Ones, Upater. For Ram, he's talking Lomar, again, it's Karbla Ones, it doesn't seem like it's Mamish, but it's Karbla Ones. We're talking about sheish kan ptur miyuchad shel shus mitzvah shel lo karash. V'nira li ki yesh lo the pligi v'ze nor psachim. The sugi in a ptur daf of ozim mitzvah again from Shabbos and in psachim is the need only the ptur limited in the case when you actually filled the mitzvah. You have ptur whom we didn't own as a filu shel lo asa mitzvah pater. Shari akol panim onu zutar I have a mitzvah. Well, you have ptur whom we etz ha mitzvah ki shel lo asa mitzvah chayim. So again, you don't have to say this, but the Rav is saying that what? If it's a psur onus, then I should apply when? Only when you do the mitzvah, even when you know.
Even when you know.
Even when you know, right? Whereas if the psur is, if there's a kasuv, why I'm explaining it, it's a path. If you do a mitzvah, so then, you're not from the chayivu. The kosher prophet didn't want to chayivu a korban when you're trying to do a mitzvah. And when you do a mitzvah, actually you're trying, when you fill a mitzvah. So I took the lulav, and I go through the mitzvah, so then I'm not going to be chayivu a korban on hotzah or havara.
And this is especially too much for Yisrael with Gemara and Shabbos, that's for both Lashona, for both opinions, working from the Pesukim.
Therefore?
I understand.
The question is what the Pesukim are telling us. Meaning, it's true that it's a technical Pesukim, but it could be the Pesukim are telling us that there's a Kasuv, or the Pesukim are telling you, like an Onus. Could be that's how you learn from the Pesukim. Again, it's not intuitive. That's certainly positive. Tzarech Kayim Mitzvah. So if it's a Ptur Onres, maybe not. Whereas if it's a Ptur, if there's a Kasuv, maybe the Kasuv is given in the case where you fulfill the Mitzvah. Not only when you try to do the Mitzvah.
Which is not so.
Yeah, the Rama works out well. If you learn that the Rama holds, there's a Kasuv, it's not like a Rebbe's angle. So then, the Rama's Lashitasa.
And the Rav.
Why is the Rama Lashitasa?
And the Rama.
Right. The truth is, the Rambam actually doesn't work out well. Because the Rambam, there's a bit more focus on how to understand the Rambam. So look at verse number 6. The Rambam speaks about the case, and then we get into this, but you mentioned it. Case, the second line. Bali vimdo v'harei hi nida, v'hulo yada. Harei zepata mechadesh harei asa'a birshos, v'mbok ishto v'harei nida chayiv v'neisha lo ashalav, v'achachivo. Your wife, you're more comfortable with, you should ask her. V'vimto eina ragil kadei l'ishala, Chimish Ayil speak Tzinoko, it's Echad Lomol B'Shabbos, Echad Lomol B'Erev Shabbos, or Echad B'Shabbos B'Shachach, Mal Shnei B'Shabbos. So the Rambam includes the case of a Shabbos Sunday, right? Shabbos Sunday, which presumably you didn't do the mitzvah. Potter, Sherei Lo, Yesh Lo Rishus Lomol, Echad Mehem B'Shabbos, B'Shabbos T'chuyah He Eitz Lo, Mitzvah Asa. What does it mean, Mitzvah Asa? He didn't do a mitzvah. So the Rebbe focuses on the Rambam gives the case of a Friday, of a Shabbos Sunday baby, and he did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, and he says you're potter because you did the mitzvah, you didn't actually do a mitzvah. So the focus of the commission is a big arichos, big discussions with the Rambam holds. Does the Rambam hold you need to do a mitzvah? The Rambam holds you don't need to do a mitzvah. You know, it could be that you did a mitzvah in this case, even though it was a Sunday baby. It could be that your yotzei did mila by time. You know, you don't do a Shabbos on Brit. You know, mikra did. In that circumstance, that's, you know, the question, you know, the halacha. but you're saying it's the Rav Lishitasa, or something around Lishitasa? I mean, the same thing from the Rambam. But it's the Rav, yes, obviously from the same piece, 100%. It's the same piece. It's just on the sheet, you don't see it that way. But it's the same piece. The Beis Meral and the Rishima. Okay. The Seder. Next question is, let's say you're osik the mitzvah kiyum. Right? Let's say you put the tzitzit on your talis, and you walk out to a shtaravim, and the tzitzit were puzzled. There's a big discussion of Gerus. The guy, Gerus, mouthful of Taval, she should call Shabbos, she shouldn't call Shabbos, he's given eight, he should go outside with tzitzit on his baguette, because, you know, it could be the masa, if you don't kiyum mitzvah, the whole discussion. So, that discussion dovetails with this discussion, because is it really let's say a person goes outside on Shabbos with tzitzit, and the tzitzit are puzzled. So is that considered talmud bar mitzvah? The mitzvah with tzitzit is what? It's not chiyuv for tzitzit. It's a mitzvah kiyum. So is that considered talmud bar mitzvah? So if you look here after the three dots in the source number 12, the Hayanira Li Liyashiv, they came in the mitzvah kisu etam rak achar shkita vashkit lo haya ve mitzvah chiyavis and anu dan vizeng lishka vifzavik chaygam nefesh lo havi tovet ha mitzvah. So it says the Achiezer that there's no tovet ha mitzvah by a mitzvah kiyum came in the ena mitzvah chiyavis ve efesh shal lishkot vizeng yish liyashiv kushe sefer Emek Yeshua, Shehikshe, Biyas, Bishavit, Tali, Shein, Mitzet, Tzachai, Chatas, Hahavi, Tavit, Ramitzvah. So Emek Yeshua wonders, shouldn't you apply the tour of Tavit, Ramitzvah if you go outside with a talis that's not properly, the tzitzis aren't tied on properly? Tavali, Tavit, Ramitzvah, see, Mashakasav, Asi Shavit, that tzitzis, Eina, Mitzvah, Mechuyavet, the im ein maldisha in a mechuyev tzitzis v'lo havei tovei havei dvar mitzvah. So Achiezer assumes that the tour of tovei dvar mitzvah only applies to mitzvah chiyuv, but not to mitzvah chiyuv. So again, if it's a path, you're doing a mitzvah, you're on the tour. Should it make a difference if it's chiyuvis or chiyuvis? It could be the store is limited, but I would say, listen, you're doing a mitzvah, you have a store. When you're doing it, when do you feel the pressure to do the mitzvah?
Yeah.
When you have to. If you don't have to, you don't feel as much pressure, and therefore, presumably, you won't say it's ke'on. Yeah, you disagree, but that's, yeah.
And just to clarify, so, if everyone, as much as they have the same view to the limit of an obligation, they're just like arguing whether it's their cup, or it's like basically telling you.
That's right.
I mean, you didn't own it forever. So, I guess the car then it fits in nicely to say it's like not mamish on it.
It's hard to say it's mamish on it, both in the tzitzit, and then you wouldn't need to exert the custom. Unless they're supposed to tell you all the tzitzit's like on it.
I mean, so, is it, okay, just like, is it midin on it, or is it not midin anything? It's just like a.
Right. Another question. Let's hear Tov it's bar mitzvah drabbanan. You're taking a lulavad on shayon, not on the first one. So can we apply the Shayam Mitzchiv Drabanan to take lulav? So can we apply the din of Tov Dar Mitzvah in that circumstance? So the Achiezer So number 13, right, so if he's there, the potra who lo mitzvah there is the cause of elam yisvara, they came in the tari mitzvah lohavi shkaga, never with tov, it's bar mitzvah drabanan, gam ken yish lepotra mitzvah lohavi shkaga, and a kara of lohavi. So here too, tell me how it works out, mitzvah drabanan. If it's a tour of ki ones, then what? Chori should apply it, because he wants to do the mitzvah.
Not if it's the hyphen.
What do you mean?
I mean, if everything's based on the sukkim, it's just what we didn't. If we didn't own it, so then chori wouldn't apply by it.
I'm not so sure about that. Meaning, it's true that it's based on if there's a kasuv, but there's a kasuv in the gala that as far as that a person is trying to own it, so he's doing a mitzvah, then Mela the four applies. So a person is using Oseg and a Mitzvah Drabanan. So Mela, I think you can apply. Again, you might touch on how you look at Mitzvah Drabanan, the Rambam, the Pastor, or Mitzvah Drabanan really on the right level or not. But either way, I think that, you know, you can say you're a Rabanus. Whereas if it's a specific, because there's a special path given the person's doing a Mitzvah, again, here too, if you play up Drabanan so much as the right says, then you're back to the same question. But I think it's more misdavid to say that there's a Kasuv is limited to the things that are in the Kasuv. I.e. Mrs. Teresa, whereas the Svar Keones is more, you know, malleable. You can apply it more easily to a mitzvah's derabanan as well. Another nafkamina, if you look down here, source number 16, is the question of whether or not a person who sold their mitzvah is considered to have done an aveira. What does that mean? A person takes the lulav out on Shabbos. So, Chazal were concerned that people would do that. What do they institute? Famous Xera? Xera de Rabba. So you shouldn't take lulav ever, even in your house. Shemi, if you're in a Dalaramas, you're sure to rabbi. Right? It doesn't say Shemi Yotzi, why not? Different explanations. But either way, we're worried about some type of Isra, Hotsa, Avara, and therefore Chazal said don't take lulav on Shabbat, period. So why would they go there? Let's say you take it out. No. Then what? Are you chayv a chadam? You're pater. According to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yeshua, right? There's a p'tur of Tzavad HaMitzvah. So why would Chazal go there, ask him something, it wouldn't be an Aveira anyway? Oh, it wouldn't be an Aveira? Maybe it would be an Aveira, but it's a p'tur korban. Maybe it's just a p'tur korban. So, it could be the reason Chazal would go there. There the rabbi, don't take the Shabbos, you might come to take it out. And if you take it out, then you'll be doing an aveira. It's a psur carbon, fine, but it's still an aveira. But if you look at the smog says, source number 16, that the reason they would go there is because they were worried that you're going to take it out after you already fulfilled the mitzvah. You already woke up in the morning, you dived in late in your house, you shook your lulav, and then you take out your, they were going there, maybe you're going to take your lulav, says the smog. So this is the smart, the rabba, what is the xerah going to come to be mosti when you're trying to fulfill the mitzvah, which is the pashtus? No, the xerah is after you're in the mitzvah, because if you, why? Because according to the smag, if you took it out the lulav when on your way to do the mitzvah, it's not an aveira. And then whenever you go there, that you might come to do something, it's not an aveira. So how is this to be telling the chagira? If it's a xerah is a kasuv, it's a Torah korban, the Torah korban is your father's korban, but it's still an aveira. If it is ki onus, it depends here how much ki, you know, but if it's onus mamish, it's not an aveira at all, right? An onus is not an aveira. Again, that's also a question, you know, in Yom Kippur we say, and I'll hate, I'll onus falarotus, we cop al hate on onus, it's not so clear that it's necessary. But, okay, so it's ki onus, I think it's more, but potentially this might be an afkamina. How do you explain Zer Jaraba? Zer Jaraba, that we're worried you might come to take the rule about on your way to the mitzvah, which is the pashtus, or you say no, Zer Jaraba, like the smog, is after you did the mitzvah. The smog said that because he thought that we would never be gozer on the way to the mitzvah, because on the way to the mitzvah you're ka'anus, and therefore you know, there's no reason to be kosher. Your Rebbe Yerucham writes explicitly that if you did an aveira b'dvar mitzvah, it's called an iser. It's called an iser, not like this month. Another discussion. If you look at source number 14 over here, if you're doing the aveira of hotzah, there are two halves to the aveira. There's the akira and the hanach. So it says aruchan there. It says kasha. The pasha the bain al hotzah bain al avara b'shuramim l'machayv rak b'shash akira v'hanach v'derech chiyuv. Well, ik akar amazi ro ones afsh achak hotzi v'niach v'shogi pasha v'amir v'shabbos in kain my parich mi agli nafkabe.
So the Ochaner assumes that the first part of the malacha was done in a matzav of tzad bar mitzvah, that will pater you legamai.
Whereas the Sfas Emes, if you look at verse number 15, argues. He says that you need a p'tur to be bein ba'akira, bein ba'anacha to apply the p'tur of tzad bar mitzvah. If you have a tzad bar mitzvah in one half, not enough. Says the Sfas Emes, source 15. Avakav desayich lios akira mishas rishona lekach v'kan haya akira l'mitzvah near the Sfas v'gemara hi dekeven de gama akira shayev l'dvar mitzvah v'locha hi el da tara patra michatas k'sha'as l'mitzvah mishum di'alfinan kol chatas v'tara michatas v'rezara im kein hayu dafka im kolam l'locha hayo l'dvar mitzvah v'al d'chai gamne sh'akira v'vad hayo l'dvar mitzvah shaver chayev mitzarefet. Gama Akira Kanal. So the specific call that the point of Torah of Tavid HaMitzvah, you have to have the massive of Tavid HaMitzvah Mitzchila Atzof. It has to be completely in a massive of Tavid HaMitzvah. Whereas the Oracle there says, no. As long as you were Tavid HaMitzvah at Akira, even if the Hanukkah was amazing, you're Pater. This Uchor is also totally on this Akira. Namely, if it's a bit of Ones, do you need the whole thing, or just enough? Half is enough. Half should be enough. I did that kira b'onet, so the hanukkah I'm positive. Whereas if it's a pass, it's a special clear because it's a pass. Then you say, listen, where does the pass apply? You might say that you need the entire malacha to be done b'tzah v'tzah v'tzah. Question?
No.
Right. Exactly. In the thought of the vision. And the last thing that I want to mention is the question that the Aruch HaNer has. The Aruch HaNer, on the base, the Chavis says, like with Asik, and then he gets himself into a little hot water. He says, listen, the din is, according to the Sanhedrin, that with Asik, the Chalavim Arayas is Chayim. Even though, you know, if I, it was Asik in most of Eros, so Shabbos this morning, you wake up and you turn light on in your bathroom, you're not thinking. So it's not something shogeg, you know, you weren't even thinking, you got some tassim. But if I sat down, you know, after I went to the bathroom and I, you know, ate, you know, a cheeseburger, so, okay, so I ate a chalef burger, so I would be chayev. Why? Because tassim chalem arayas is chayev shekeinen. So it says the Aruch HaNer, I don't understand, the p'tur of Tovid Bar Mitzvah applies, says the Gemara in Pesachim, to Be'ilos. And in our Gemara, it speaks about Achilos, eating Korban HaSa'of, you know, Chag HaSa'of, all the Sa'of. So says the Choner, if you look at verse number 17, Achin Mitzasim Chonim Raya, Tamrin and Mitzahedrin, Shachayv Shchinene, Pirush Rashi, Hilkach, Chashiv, V'Chavana, Ayin Shon. Achin Amin Rosh Hashanah, etc. Well, Lefi Zeh, third line, my part of the Hainu Hach, the Adrav Yaksha Ifcha, Heich, Nailath, Acha, Ola Sa'of, Nehotzi, Lulav, the Sham Potter came in Shonene, Valhacha, the Nene, Mitzkavan Anoso, Lama Yiftor, Valkopani, Lavi, Mitzin, Lamelath, Nehotza, Mimotzi, Lulav, the Dilma, Kamash Malan, Mitzachim. So he's not really sure what to do with the Gemara, meaning he has a Svara that he likes, that's Kimzatnik. And he says, I don't really understand how it fits with the Gemara, because the Gemara is applying it to, you know, Chalom HaRayos, and the Orsameach has an answer. If you look at verse number 18, Vieshi Sponein, my, the potter, Vitam, it's Asik,
the miut v'ashachata afilu hakin chavina le'venena hainu v'cholem harayus. Ilu b'tfarid bar mitzvah da p'tur hu rak mishum shlo lumdu el v'nazara da hasam l'tarid bar mitzvah. So basically he says, he doesn't understand, why is there a chiyuv by mitzvah and a p'tur by tvarid bar mitzvah? He's not explicitly saying there be din mitzvah, but he's comparing them. He doesn't understand why there should be a p'tur by chalav marayas by tvarid bar mitzvah. So if you look at the fifth line, he says, Shpud Tzel Tzli V'Acholo and Yevim Tonida, and your potter of Afagav Shekei Nene, Umayishna, Ulam Da Ta'usa. It's a mistake. Eich Nomar D'mashe Nene Yesvara L'chaivo, Afa Yiskavin Zvar Mitzvah, D'may Chazit Z'shakos Me Allah D'hu Nene L'chaivo, Shko Me Haksvara D'nene L'fotro. That Yom Yiskavin L'mitzvah, Shem Mitzvah Shiyena Yimena, Kamo D'savar D'hu Tzli Mitzvah Ocho, meaning there's a mitzvah to eat the korban, and the mitzvah is to enjoy the korban. So you're telling me the fact you're enjoying it should be chayev? That's good for the mitzvah. L'chein ki havi sover she ain't a nita. U'mitzvah libo also. There's a mitzvah to be with her. L'chein shavir pater to have a tarot mitzvah lehanos v'lecho olivo. Again, it sounds like he's saying there's part of the mitzvah of achila as a korban is to be nana from it. Part of the mitzvah of ilah is to be nana. Not sure if that's what he's saying. That's what it sounds like. But basically he's saying that you can only apply shekein nana when it's like a... I'm sorry. Now, the extra, doing on my stuff, Shekinah, but here, the Shekinah is the mitzvah. So, great, Shekinah, it's more of a mitzvah. And therefore, we can't apply Shekinah as a mechayev, like in a little misasik. Here, the Shekinah is a poter. It's still a poter, but it's more of a mitzvah. It's good for what you're doing. And it doesn't say black and white that it's a din misasik, but given the svara, you can essentially answer the Rachaner's question. Really, it's a din misasik. You can still apply the tour of Tobit Bar Mitzvah, because that's good for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be osek, rather, in these things. To be nana for them, and never the hana is not a mitzaref, and not going to be mechayev. Just to conclude, it could be there's tvei dinim in this halacha of Tobit Bar Mitzvah. There's a me'iri, the flamadal and the yavamos, where the Gemara there speaks about the question of the zman of bahul. He quotes Isaiah, they have to mechalik between different types of mitzvahs. This is the scenario. The question is, Zman of Bavol? He says, should Zman of Bavol be a requirement to apply the Ptur? So he says, if you blow us a mitzvah, if you didn't actually do the mitzvah, so then the Ptur applies Zman of Bavol. But if it's below the Zman of Bavol, then we'll apply the Ptur of Tzadar Mitzvah only in a case of Asa Mitzvah. That's the Pshara that the Miri quotes. He doesn't agree to it, but he brings this there. So, I thought this might be, really two different tracks in how Tzadar Mitzvah works. So you tell me, if it's a case of Zman of Baal, then it works how? It's Onos. If it's Onos, it would apply when? Even if you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Whereas if it's a mitzvah blows on a ball, the sort is what? The past. The past will only apply potentially if you actually fulfilled the mitzvah. If you did a mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu won't mechayev your korban. So that's potentially arutzim, two different tracks in this pesukim. So just to summarize, we saw here three basic svaras why a Torah mitzvah is potter. Is it a past? Or is it ki ones, or is it ki misasek? Again, as far as ki misasek, it's a bit chodesh, I don't know how to write it, I think maybe it's in the Dai Rama, but it's certainly a bit of a chodesh. And discussed various nachminas to this question, and then I suggested maybe there's two dinim, if it's a case where it's not a bowl, you might be ki ones, and therefore the Ptur will reply even if you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Whereas, if it's a zman of bowl, it's just a pass, to get the pass, you have to actually fulfill a mitzvah. It's certainly, as Elchanan pointed out, a challenging sugya because, it's learned from Akhenas Kosov by Rebbe Zara. Maybe that's telling me these svaras, how that works out, it certainly needs to be analyzed. But I think, because we could say there's a debate here how to understand the sugya. Okay.